We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're All Local for Thursday, the 6th of October, 2022. Ozone Action Day again today. Sunny and warm. We'll get up near 90 degrees. Tomorrow, low 90s before a little cold front comes through. I'm John Little. Well, a Dallas woman missing for 2 years has been found. Her remains turned up in Collin County. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the update.
Mercedes Clement vanished in October of 2020, and despite a desperate search by her friends and family, nothing ever turned up. Friends said she was 5 months pregnant at the time. In February, remains were found in Princeton near Lavon Lake. Now the Collin County Medical Examiner has informed Dallas police the remains are those of Clement. Last time she was seen was on surveillance video walking with a man at the Coco Luau apartment complex about a half mile from Love Field. Friends said the man was a convicted felon named Tanner Lawson, who was described by police as a person of interest. Since Clement's disappearance, Lawson has been locked up on unrelated charges. I went through Dallas County jail records and found the accusations include drug charges, firearm charges, and one count of evading arrest. I also found Lawson once served time at the Sanders Estes prison unit in Venus for an Ellis County robbery conviction. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Dallas County, prosecutors plan to rest their case today in the second capital murder trial of accused serial killer Billy Chmyrmir. KRLD's LP Phillips reports digital evidence led investigators right to Chmyrmir.
Within an hour of the attempted murder of Mary Bartell in 2018, her ring was posted on a site called OfferUp, an online flea market of sorts. Jewelry broker Salah Carter, speaking through an interpreter, said he bought that ring from Billy Chmyrmir.
What did you do when you got that ring? What did you do with it?
She's a wet fee.
And I take the diamond?
I took the diamonds off.
And I melted the gold.
Police were able to recover images of victim Mary Brooks' ring off the same phone. The jury heard testimony about a fourth victim, Martha Williams, whose daughter testified she and her sister found a pillow in the apartment that had a facial imprint and blood on it. From the Crowley Courthouse, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Prosecutors say he killed a man for looking at his girlfriend, and now a Plano man will spend the rest of his life behind bars for this senseless and terrible crime.
That's what the DA called the crime of Jordan Jacobs. They say it was last September that Stephen Gambles was at the Shops of Legacy when 25-year-old Jacobs, a complete stranger, passed him outside a mini mart. Jacobs told his girlfriend that Gambles had been looking at her, so he was going to rob him as a way to get back. Investigators say Jacobs waited for hours, found Gambles' car, stole a gun from inside Gambles' car, and then waited until he came back. When Gambles returned after dinner, Jacobs confronted him, and when he would not cooperate, Jacobs shot him in the head. A jury found Jacobs guilty of capital murder. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas has executed a convicted killer who fought for the right to have his pastor in the execution chamber. KRLD's Stephen Pickering has the latest.
38-year-old John Henry Ramirez challenged state prison rules that prevented his pastor from touching him and praying during his execution. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in his favor, so his pastor was with him. Robert Hurst with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice says Ramirez had been convicted of killing a man during a robbery.
Ramirez was convicted of capital murder and sentenced to death for the July 2004 murder of Pablo Castro, a convenience store clerk in Corpus Christi.
The current Nueces County District Attorney unsuccessfully tried to block the execution, saying he opposes the death penalty and the warrant for the execution had been requested by his office by mistake. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Outrage in Uvalde this morning after the school district's police department hires a former DPS trooper who is part of what investigators call the failed response to the massacre at Robb Elementary in May. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the latest.
DPS is investigating seven officers for the way they responded to that shooting. You'll remember police waited 77 minutes to go into the school. One of those troopers is Crimson Elizondo. She left DPS over the summer, but she's now listed as an officer for the Uvalde CISD police force. CNN first reported it, and I checked the Uvalde CISD website. Elizondo is listed there as one of five officers. She has not responded, but about a dozen people held a vigil outside Uvalde's CISD headquarters when they first heard she had been hired. Brett Cross says his son was one of those killed. He posted video on Twitter of a meeting he had with Superintendent Hal Harrell.
Why will you not suspend the officers pending an investigation?
We are doing an investigation, but I need those officers, just like the city needs their officers.
For what?
The sheriff's department needs their sheriff officers.
You sent them home Monday or Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't you do just fine? You have 33 DPS on scene?
The Herald told Cross DPS is providing security, but the school district police officers are the ones who work at the campus level. Family members of victims say hiring Elizondo puts into question the district's hiring and vetting practices. Elizondo herself has not responded. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With the midterm only weeks away, lots of people are checking to make sure they're registered to vote. If you've discovered your registration is listed in suspense, there's still time to update your registration so you can cast your ballot. KRLD's Robin Geske explains.
State and federal law requires that voter rolls are up to date and are frequently scanned for things like felony convictions, death, or even the most common, voters who may not have updated their registration since their last move. Even though there's still time to update your address so that you may vote in November, Attorney Doug Ray says that poll workers have other options as well.
You can fill out a statement of residence to correct your registration as long as you still live in the same county. And you can go ahead and vote right there, right then, regular ballot.
Ray says if you've moved out of the county that you're registered in, it's a bit trickier. On election day, you'll have to cast a provisional ballot and then follow up with your register's office within 6 days. From the 24-Hour News Center, Robin Geske, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Fort Worth, the city manager is in trouble with the mayor and other city leaders for traveling with one of the city's most well-connected couples. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker and the City Council have reprimanded City Manager David Cook after he and his wife took a trip to Aspen, Colorado with Ed and Sasha Bass aboard their private jet. The Basses own Sundance Square, which has been embroiled in a dispute with Downtown Fort Worth, Inc. I obtained a statement from the city, and in it, it says, while the trip doesn't violate the city's code of ethics, Cook exercised questionable judgment by taking the trip and poor communication when asked about it. The statement says Cook must now work to regain the public's trust and will no longer have any involvement in city business tied to Sundance Square or the Downtown Public Improvement District. Cook apologized to city employees in an email, saying he should have better realized the appearance of a conflict of interest that taking the trip created. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Again today, sunny with a high of 90.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.